Runaway Robot by Frank Cottrell Boyce. Read by Ben Bailey-Smith. If you're going to swerve school, swerve it with style. Find somewhere to swerve to. Somewhere actually better than school. There are certain people who swerve new limb, new life lessons, naming no names, Shatila Mars, and spend their day hiding in the little wooden house in the children's playground in Skyways Park, or sitting in the bus shelter at Concord Circus until their bums go numb and their phones die of boredom. No, don't do this. Go somewhere warm and exciting with excellent facilities and free entertainment. When I swerve school, I go to the airport. You're probably disappointed that I swerve school at all, but seriously, stay with me. There was a day when I couldn't face seeing anyone. I didn't have a plan. I got almost to the school gates and then I swerved, literally. I mooched back up to the circus, which is not a proper circus, by the way. It's the name of a traffic island with a tree in the middle. There were no jugglers or fire eaters to be seen, just the 10A bus waiting at the stop. Oh, and Shatila and her mates lounging under the tree. The minute they saw me, they scrambled to their feet like predators in a wildlife documentary. I acted like I hadn't seen them and stepped onto the bus. The 10A is a driverless bus, so no one was going to ask me why I wasn't in school. I sat back to enjoy the ride. Five stops later, we were outside the airport. Even though I've lived here all my life, even though the planes fly so low over our house we can see the big flaps on their wings moving, I'd never been to the actual airport until that day. Shatila can tell the time of day just by looking up at passing planes. She'll be like, "That's the 10:45 departure for Amsterdam," or whatever. My brain said, one does not simply walk into an airport. One needs tickets and passports and stuff. But another voice in a different part of my head was going, "Let's see what happens." I listened to that one. I walked through the door and I was in a magic kingdom. On the bus, we passed shops and houses and people taking their dogs for a walk or pushing pushchairs. On this side of the airport doors, it was people in suits pulling little suitcases on wheels, families dressed for sunny days, people in uniform, and people getting ready to fly. There was a departure board with the names of cities I'd only ever seen on telly. Paris, Rome, Prague. There were places I'd never even heard of. Places that sounded made up. Faro, Knock, Riga. All the ordinary things, home, school, all that, they all felt far away and not really real. All these new places felt like they were just one step away. Obviously, if you're in departures, you need to look as though you're going somewhere. Especially if you're a year seven with no grown-up. Even if you're going nowhere, nowhere is a big place. It's best to narrow things down. Instead of going nowhere, pick a particular destination and decide that is the place you're not going to.